I want to put two verses together in your mind. One is this Deuteronomy 26, verse 9. He has brought us into this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The kingdom of God in Canaan was described as a land flowing with milk and honey. But I want to put that together with Numbers 16, verse 12, where the rebels against Moses in the wilderness say that you brought us out of a land flowing with milk and honey. They refer to Egypt. You brought us out of a land flowing with milk and honey, and you're just going to kill us here in the desert. They had it absolutely the wrong way around. They considered that Egypt was the land flowing with milk and honey, when God's perspective was that no, this was an awful place, this was an absolutely terrible place of torture, this was like being in an iron furnace where you are being roasted alive, this was unbearable for you, and I'm going to take you out of that to a land flowing with milk and honey. But then he does that, and they look back and say, no, Egypt was the land flowing with milk and honey, not this place. So, you see what went wrong. They gave in to that basic human tendency that Solomon notes in Ecclesiastes to say the former days were better than these. The past was better. And what's now is pretty awful, and what's going to be in the future is really terrible. And that, of course, is most people's position. They look back in their lives and the halcyon years, as it were your time at college or when you're a young guy or young woman and loose and fancy free, but now, life's not that good. The state of the nation is not like it used to be. And well, the future, well, I don't really want to think about that. It's just a decline of faculties, just a decline of friendship groupings, and well, it's not a great future. Whereas the hope of the kingdom is quite different. The past was awful. It was Egypt. It was slavery. The present is wonderful. We are redeemed. We are in Christ. And the future is wonderful. Eternal life in God's kingdom. This is an absolutely radically different way of thinking and looking at life. And yet they got that confused. They liked to think that Egypt was the land flowing with milk and honey, that the world, and of course Egypt is a symbol of the world, that the world is the kingdom of God, and well, where are we now in this sort of religious life, it's not given me anything, etc. That was the error that they made. It's the error that so many people make, because they want everything now. This is the huge error of preterism. It's the huge error of any form of theology that's saying you've got it all here and now. You know, some forms of Pentecostalism are like that. You know, you've got it now. Life's awesome. You've got health and wealth and it's all wonderful. No, the true blessings are yet to come. The best is ahead. We are on the way to a land flowing with milk and honey, and we certainly know it came from a land flowing with milk and honey. And so this tendency to confuse the kingdoms of this world with the kingdom of God is seen, I think, very clearly at the time of Sennacherib's encirclement of Jerusalem, and Rabshakeh comes and says to the Jews who are holed up inside Jerusalem, he says, look, surrender to the world, basically, and I will take you away from here to a land that is got fig trees, and you shall sit every man under his vine and fig tree and have a wonderful time. He's quoting the words of Isaiah and Micah about the kingdom of God to be established on earth in the land of Israel. And he's saying, look, if you surrender to the world, I'll give that to you now. But no, again, it's a confusion of the kingdoms of God and the kingdoms of this world. The land of milk and honey is not Egypt, as Israel said it was in Numbers 16. It is, as God says in Deuteronomy 26, the land of milk and honey is Canaan, is God's kingdom, not Egypt. And when you look at a lot of advertising, the idea that is put in your mind by a few words, by visual imagery, is very much that this is the life. Buy this insurance policy, buy this car, and you shall have freedom. You shall have the freedom of the road and drive off into the sunset, and life will be great. go on holiday to this place, buy this package holiday, buy this, buy that, and you will effectively have this amazing life of you know, tropical paradise, as it were, in your life. And yet this is all a fake kingdom. This is the problem, that we are being bombarded all around us by the message of a fake kingdom of God, which is not at all his kingdom. A land flowing with milk and honey, which is Egypt, and which is not Canaan. So let's keep the perspective right, that we are not going to get rich quick now. We are not looking forward to huge material blessing now. Rather, we are asked to carry a cross, the cross of Jesus, so that his resurrection might be ours. And yet, it's a case of if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. God is not offering you the kingdom of God in its full, literal, physical sense right now. We are truly his kingdom under his kingship, and Jesus is our king. We are, in that sense, as a people, his kingdom. But it's a case of now but not yet. We are not physically there at all. We are on a journey there, and the cross must come before the crown.